Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 250, the stanzas 1 and 2. How good it is to thank the Lord and praise to thee, to most high accord, to show thy love with morning light, and tell thy faithfulness each night. And what follows, Psalter 250, the stanzas 1 and 2. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Timothy 1. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. 1 Timothy 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son, in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, and neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. And now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and a faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside and unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say, nor whereof they affirm. But we know that the law is good, if a man use it lawfully. And knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murders of fathers and murders of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons. And if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. And now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that he may learn not to blaspheme. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Jake Van Leer and further family, with the death of a sister, Corey Wildeman, in the Netherlands at the age of 80 years. And Mr. and Mrs. Young and Evelyn Klok, with the death of his father, Mr. Gerrit Klok, in the Netherlands at the age of 78 years. Mr. and Mrs. Scott Vanderbroek and Mr. and Mrs. Tom Vanderveen, who were both blessed with the birth of a daughter. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, It has pleased thee in thy divine providence and in the way of thy condescending mercy that thou wast granted unto us and our children another Lord's Day, another soul's mark a day, another day when we may come up to thy house. Ah, Lord, then we humbly ask thee, may thou grant unto us and our children our rightful place, and that is a place in the dust, that is a place in the depth, that is a place with a deep impression of our unworthiness and of our sinnership, but also an impression of thy goodness and thy greatness, because it shall only be in our Lord. It is what comes from heaven that shall return unto the heavens. Then it is the work of thy Holy Spirit that a sinner may be given to bow, and that a sinner may be given to beg, and then it shall be the sinner's desire that thou receiveth all the honor and all the glory. Then it is pleased thee to graciously watch over us as a congregation. Then thou wast watched over us in the home, on the way, at work, on the field, wherever we were called to be, we may still be in the precious day of grace. And, our Lord, that for a people that are all lying under the sentence of death, wilt thou impress that reality upon all our hearts, and that we may be given to seek thee while thou mayest be found. Then to family circles in our midst, they have received the tidings from the Netherlands that a beloved one has went away of all flesh, a sister and a father, Lord. Wilt thou remember and uphold those families when the distance separates, and under those solemn occasions, then the distance is felt and experienced in a special way. Wilt thou so remember the immediate families in the Netherlands and the families in our midst, and that the callings may be sanctified. Then in this past week, then thou wast not only spared all our lives, but then thou wast also given life. A word has pleased thee to bless two family circles with the birth of a little daughter. Then thou wast spared the lives of the mothers, and thou wast given new life. Ah, Lord, what a great wonder that is. That is thy work, and that is thy hand. And to that end the psalmist has declared, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, grant unto the parents a humble and a broken heart under thy great mercies, but also a deep impression that their little child, that their children, that they, that they need that second birth. Ah, that is even a greater wonder. That is a wonder of free and sovereign grace. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Ah, to be given to beg of thee in this dark, in this serious time, where thy judgments hang so low over the earth, and the enmity against thy word and biblical truth that is greatly on the increase, that so many in our time are given over to the foolishness of the heart, then we are given to see that the warfare between the two kingdoms that is coming to a climax, Lord. Then we need to come under the sheltering wings of Emmanuel. That is the work of thy Holy Spirit. Then we commend unto the grandparents, great-grandparents, wilt thou also grant them a humble heart. We remember the mothers with the unborn. Lord, we may acknowledge thee in this day, that there are none in the hospital. That is thy goodness. May we be given to see thy hand therein, where also the virus is continuing to spread upon the face of the earth, and also in this province. To that end, may it please thee to remember us and our children. May it please thee to remember our province. May we be given to hear thy voice and cry mightily unto thee. Lord, remember all under the doctor's care with fears and with many concerns. Do grant them a special place at thy footstool, where they may tell thee everything, humbly ask thee for the body, for the mind, but be given to humbly ask of thee, that the callings may be sanctified. Remember those with sick relatives, and then, Lord, then we commend unto thee a young son from a sister congregation in the hospital in a serious condition, underwent 4 surgeries in the week that lies behind. Wonder-doing God, if it may be according to thy will, that thou may yet watch over him. Above all, do save his never-dying soul. Lord, remember in mercy with father and mother, with hearts overwhelmed, rend asunder, when they look upon their son. Wilt thou remember the whole family circle? And, Lord, when we are all spared, the family circles, may there be times that we may be given to pause and to consider all thy mercies and thy goodness, and to be given to speak of thee, and above all of that one thing needful. We are all traveling to eternity. We have come another week closer to that final meeting with our Maker, and then we need to be born again. We need to become the poor sinner that needs to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, may a few sinners have come up in this morning hour, and may that number be increased in this very day. Lord, show forth in thy glory and thy power in our midst. Work lovingly and mightily in the hearts of young and old, that thy word may be blessed, that in this day sinners among young and old that they may be converted. Oh, Lord, thou holdest thy hand so still, and that is not thy fault, but it is our sins, our world conformity, that the Spirit is so grieved. Ah, wilt thou grant a turning unto thee? Wilt thou remember thy people? May the prayers be multiplied concerning the glory of thy name and the coming of thy glorious kingdom. Wilt thou increase their faith, hope, love, humility? Ah, thou hast a people that needs to be administered from above. Remember then thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. Remember all thy servants, elders and deacons, the students. Remember thy servants who have become old and those that are weak. Wilt thou grant thy gracious help to all of them. Lord, we commend unto thee all the mourning ones in our midst. There are so many with those large empty places. Wilt thou remember all our elderly ones, the Bethesda, those still in their dwellings that may go in and out. We commend them all unto thee. Oh, above all things, when the infirmities only shall increase, when the tabernacle of the body shall be broken down, oh, do save their souls. Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy gracious help in this morning hour. Wilt thou anoint us with thy Holy Spirit? And wilt thou remember all the listeners among young and old, the little children, but oh, what the children need, that we all need. May it please thee to open our ears, to open our understanding, and to open our hearts. Wilt thou bind the devil fast, give a little rest in thy house, and gladden us with thy divine deeds. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 188, the stanzas 1 through 4. Make haste, O my God, to deliver, I pray. O Lord, to my rescue make haste. Let those who would harm me be filled with dismay, and in their own folly disgraced. And what follows, Psalter 188, the four stanzas. Thank you. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then by renewal, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, Acts 9, the verses 10 through 16, and we shall read the verses 12 through 16. And is seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Our text words speak of Jesus Christ's surprising revelation to Ananias concerning Saul. Four thoughts. First, the readiness of Ananias. Secondly, the mandate for Ananias. Thirdly, the objection of Ananias. And fourthly, the instruction for Ananias. Beloved congregation, we have heard on the past Sabbath day that the Lord has come to Ananias. What a blessing. When a child of God and those that labor in his vineyard, when they may receive a new visit. And for an Ananias, oh, he has come in the need, does not mean that the Lord never visited his people other times, but especially when there is a great need, then the church of God shall in a special way experience that the Lord knoweth of them. And then Ananias has received the command, arise. The king's business requires haste. And we have sung together out of Psalter 188 that the psalmist was given to ask the Lord, make haste to deliver my soul. Oh, what a blessing it is when in the midst of the congregation that there are souls with great, desperate, unbearable need. Oh, that it seems souls that are given to tell the Lord that they cannot continue further. And the burden of sin can also be temporal needs. The needs can be so manifold. Ah, the Lord, he shall never forsake his people. We read in Psalm 149, to those that call upon him in truth. Oh, it is true that people write many bitter things against themselves, also concerning their prayers. And then we have heard that the Lord has said to Ananias, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. Then the Lord did not relate to Ananias all the sins of Saul. Oh, do we not read in Isaiah 43, verse 25, that the Lord blots them out and that he may remember them no more? Oh, it is true. Souls still need to experience it. But the Lord has looked upon Saul in the Son of his eternal love outside of Christ. The Lord can have no communion with a sinner. Of course, that does not mean the sinner forgets. Oh, Saul has never forgotten what he has done in his former life. Oh, Saul also on that street straight, where for 3 days in the need, there he has experienced what he has written to Timothy, what we have read together, 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, that he has become the chiefest of sinners. Oh, that remained a burden, that thought. Oh, it is true, a soul has experienced that his sins have been completely blotted out by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. A Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, for 3 days and three nights. When we read the scriptures in the epistles of Paul, then he never writes to the church that it must be 3 days and three nights. In fact, when we read of Saul's testimony in Acts 22 before the Jews, and in Acts 22 before King Agrippa, then that 3 days and three nights is not mentioned. Only Luke the historian, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he has recorded those 3 days and three nights. Thus, congregation, it goes not over the depth and over the length, but the truth of the matter. A few Lord's days ago, we have read out of Romans 3 that by the knowledge of the law, then comes the knowledge of sin, and that a soul has experienced. And then the Lord has said to Ananias, for behold, he prayeth. That is a mark, the surest mark of grace. Much can take place in the life of a person, but when it may be said he prayeth, that is true prayer, wrought by the Holy Spirit, virtue, the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. Oh, it is the same when a little child is born. Then when a child is given to breathe and also cry, that is a sure mark of life. When someone falls into the water and he is pulled out, and they do their best to revive him, and then they are given to see that he takes a breath, then everyone says he is living, or she. Thus a sure mark of grace. How is it with us, congregation? Have we become a beggar at the throne of grace? With our need, with our wants, looking unto the Lord and asking the Lord that he may provide for body and for soul. Behold, he prayeth. What a music, if we may say it so, in the midst of a congregation, when it is heard, a boy or girl, our youth, an older one, that it is said has become so different. Oh, at times you leave them alone, of course, but that they have went to secret places, and that they are given to pray, to cry unto the Lord. Oh, in our work, wherever we are called to be, that we send many petitions up to the Lord. What a rejoicing and what an encouragement that is in the midst of the church. May the Lord grant it more and more, because behold, he prayeth, they are forerunners of greater blessings in the midst of the church. It is the general way that the Lord holds with the people, with the church, when he has decreed to give them a special blessing, that he sets them a praying. Oh, then he pours out the spirit of prayer and supplication, many times even among young and old. Ah, that they are given to wrestle with the Lord and say with the Jacob, I will not let thee go except thou bless me, because what comes from above, that will also return to the heavens. What an examples we have in the Bible that before the Lord has given special prayers, that the Lord has set his people a-praying. Think of Daniel in Daniel 9, when that 70 weeks have nearly come to an end. Ah, then he has come before the throne. Oh, with a confession, then he did not see that people of Israel, and who was a more holy man than Daniel, such a close life with the Lord, but we have done that was evil in thy sight. Think of the day of Pentecost, Acts 1, the verses 13 and 14, that they were with one accord with prayer and with supplication. And as seen in a vision, a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. When Saul has received this vision, whether at the beginning or at the end of those 3 days, that is not recorded in the scriptures, but it is written that he was still a-praying. And now for a soul, oh, it has went through the depths. He was placed before the infinite justice of God. Oh, he has learned what a bitter thing it is to sin against the Lord. He has learned of what it is to go lost, but the Lord shall not let his people despair, because in the moment of regeneration, then he implants those graces in the heart of his people, and also the grace of hope. Oh, that a soul, that in those 3 days and 3 nights, that he would not despair. And oh, then he is seen in a vision, still received the token of the Lord's favor, but nevertheless, behold, he prayeth. Oh, it is true for Saul, it was not such a long time, but in that vision, then Saul has received the promise, because he saw a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Thus a promise, but between a promise and a fulfillment, and the Lord is so free, the Lord is so sovereign, but then there is a time of waiting, and then it shall also be said, behold, he prayeth. Oh, it is true, it can become so impossible from man's side, that it seems that the prayer ceases. An example out of the scripture, that old God-fearing Zacharias, with a desire, with a prayer for a son, but then when it was told unto him that his prayer was heard, that he could not accept it. And a scene in a vision named Ananias coming in, then in our text words congregation, then we have a clear example of the communion of saints. That is one of the articles in the 12 articles. and that true communion of saints has its foundation with their head, the Lord Jesus Christ, and then the body of many members, and then the Lord grants by times unto his children, by the work of his Holy Spirit, that communion of saints may be experienced in a special way. Oh, it is true, it is already great when there may be a helping one another. Think of the New Testament church at the end of Acts 5, that there was a man that has sold all his possessions, that to be distributed to the poor. It is a great privilege and a blessing, and that takes place at times, that the Lord binds the need of a certain one, a certain family, upon the heart of a child of God, and grants much opening at the throne of grace. In our text words, then we have, because do we not read in Psalm 25 verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant concerning the events upon this world. Do we not read of an Abram in Genesis 18, shall he hide from Abram the thing that I shall do? Oh, then in this chapter, then that Ananias, that has become distressed, the persecutor was coming to Damascus to capture the church. Oh, how the church must have cried to the Lord. That church also had to experience. Because we can have the greatest distressed congregation, and we cannot make a true prayer. We cannot give it. We cannot take it. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. But undoubtedly, oh, we have said last week, it is evident in this chapter that Ananias had a close life with the Lord, because when Christ has spoken unto him, we do not read that he has trembled and that Christ has said, fear not, but given that precious message. Thus, the communion of saints. We have many examples in the Bible where that has taken place. Think of the prophet Elijah, when the Lord would take him into heaven, and then he has went with Elisha, his follower, and they have come to Bethel, to Jericho, where those sons of the prophets were trained. Many times concerning those matters, many times then more revealed to the more exercised people of God concerning those that are not so far advanced. But in that history, the sons of the prophets, they have told Elisha that they knew. The Lord has revealed it unto them, that Elijah would be taken up. Think of that God-fearing Mary and Elizabeth, the communion of saints, for the encouragement and the instruction of Mary. Then the angel Gabriel has revealed that Elizabeth was also expecting her 6 months, and then she hasted to Hebron. Oh, and then for 3 months, then they have experienced that communion of saints in a special way. Congregation, we would say, during those 3 months, they were more in heaven than upon earth. Oh, at the end, then they have come back upon that earth. Think of the following chapter, Acts 10, of Peter and Cornelius. Thus, what a blessed place. What a blessed revelation. Oh, undoubtedly, a solace thought on that street straight, that there was none that knew of his condition and his circumstances. Of course, those that have traveled with him, they have brought him to that house. But he thought he was alone, of course. When the church may be given to cry unto the Lord and to experience that the Lord yet knows of them, what a privilege that is. Psalm 142, verse 3, when my soul was overwhelmed, then thou knewest my path. But there was an Ananias. The Lord has revealed it unto him, that behold, he prayeth, and he has seen a vision. Our third thought, the objection of Ananias. Then Ananias answered, Lord, the second time. Then we already find much resemblance between Saul and Ananias, because we have heard from Saul that he has already on that before Damascus, that two times he has said, Lord. And now also Saul, Ananias, the second time, Lord. And now Ananias, there are some that speak a little hard of Ananias and never to approve of unbelief and small thoughts of the Lord, and it is true. Ananias, if you now say Lord, he is a Lord that is too good to be unkind and too wise to err. This Ananias must not say anything unconditionally. Go to the street called Straight into the house of Judas and go and meet Saul. It is true. It was not with Ananias. Oh, when we think of Moses in Exodus 3 and 4, when the Lord has appeared unto him in that burning bush, what an objection he had. Then first he said, that is understandable, who am I, Lord, to be used as an instrument to deliver that people. But then the Lord has said they would worship on that mountain. Then Moses has said, Lord, but they will not listen to me. Oh, then the Lord has said, I am that I am. Then Moses said, they will not believe. Oh, then the Lord has pointed to that rod and also the hand that became leprous. And then finally Moses said that he was not so well of speech. Then the Lord would send Aaron. Thus that we do not read in our chapter that Ananias had objections at such. Oh, we do not read that an Ananias was as a Jonah and that he has went the other way. And Ananias has not said that he was too young, but he had a question. Oh, we may see it. Let us see it this way. Do we not read in Psalm 103, verse 14, that the Lord knoweth our infirmities, that he knoweth that we are dust? Then we may see it, that Ananias, as a child, it can be that father and mother tells their boy or girl to do something. And then it is good boys and girls when you are willing to do it, that you do not have objections to get out of it. But then it can be for such a child that it seems so hard, so difficult, that they have things that they cannot understand, and that they ask father and mother for a further explanation. And so we may see it in our chapter. And then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard of many of this man, how much evil he hath done to thy saints in Jerusalem. For Ananias, how the church in Damascus must have prayed and begged the Lord to be delivered. all telling the Lord, Lord, thou hast everything in thy hands. There is nothing too wonderful for thee. Thou hast created the heavens and the earth, and thou only hast to speak. Oh, maybe the church have thought of different ways that Saul would not come into Damascus and capture and imprison as many Christians as he could find. Whether they have asked, tis not all written in the Bible. Tis a blessing when we may be given to ask great things of the Lord. Whether the churches ask, let us hope so. Many times we read that in places where there is persecution, that there is much prayer for the persecutors. Oh, perhaps, we would think so, because the church learns that if they can be converted, even if we have always been in church and not went into the world and boldly trample upon God's word, a child of God shall learn that wonder of free and sovereign grace. And if they can be converted, there are no impossible cases. Whether a persecutor, a drunkard, or whoever they may be, oh, the abounding grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. But for an Ananias, so suddenly and so unexpectedly, that glorious message. Oh, behold, he prayeth. That was then Ananias still had questions, because there can be much religion and much prayer. Oh, Ananias, he knew the Bible, the Old Testament. There was another Saul, and it is even recorded that he even prophesied, that he says, a Saul not among the prophets, among the children of Israel. A Saul that has even said, I have sinned. And yet, he has persecuted David, who would be his follower. Oh, it cannot be different that the church, that they knew of the 12 disciples, and among those 12, there was a Judas. In Matthew 10, he was sent out to preach, done miracles, cast out devils. They have come back rejoicing. And he has betrayed his master. Do you have trouble with those people, congregation? Do you have trouble with those people? With those people where it comes so close, where it seemed to be well, even a preacher. And yet it was evident that it was very wrong. Do you ever have trouble with Hebrews 6, the verses 4 through 6? You know what is written there, congregation. There's a people that knows what is written there, and that they are given to say, Lord, is that now me? Oh, when it is lively, when the Lord comes over, then they believe that the Lord knows of them. But when it becomes so still and the evil arises in their hearts, seem they have no strength against the temptations. Oh, what a questions there can be. Thus for Ananias, and of course it is true, when the Lord has said, behold, he prayeth, when the Lord says those words, then it is true praying, sincere praying, out of the depth of the heart, out of the need, with an eye toward the Lord. Nevertheless, for an Ananias, it came so unexpectedly and so suddenly, and then for such a man that now he prayeth, that is the wonder of free and sovereign grace. And now we read in the verses 13 and 14, and here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. Thus in the verses 13 and 14, then we have two marks of the people of God. Each time when we read the scriptures, then we do well to examine ourselves. Thus there was a special people in Damascus that Saul has received letters for, and he received authority to arrest them and to bring them to Jerusalem. And let us now examine ourselves. If Saul would now come to pitch tribute, and when we see what has taken place, congregation, in this world, then persecution, whether we want to say it's present already, but we see the writing on the wall, the enmity against the Bible, God's word, anything that has to do with God, even his creation, the two roses out of paradise, and the devil with all his cohorts is doing all in his might to destroy those two roses. And that is marriage and the Lord's Day, that there is not even a reminder upon this world that the Lord has created the heavens and the earth. Of course, there are many evidences. Oh, when we may be given to behold the creation, that is, as Guy de Debrest says, as an elegant book declares the wonderful works of the Lord. But now the question, if Saul would now come to the congregation of Pitcher Butte, would we be on the list? Saul maybe had a list, we are not sure. But would our names now be written on that paper? And then we have two marks. The first mark is in verse 13, much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. Thus that is the first mark, to be a saint. That means to be separated, consecrated, and holy. Thus would we be on the list, congregation? What do you think, boys and girls? If Saul would come to pitch tribute, would then Saul and his soldiers, would they also come to our house? Because they would say, it has been told us that in this dwelling there is living a saint, or a few. And boys and girls, when we speak of those things, then we must not think only of old people, also younger ones. Not a saint in themselves, but by the grace of God, through the meritorial work of Jesus Christ, they have received a new life. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, they are called new creatures. They have received a hatred of sin, learned the exceeding sinfulness of sin. They have learned to cry, no, not saints in themselves, but as a fruit of that good work, then they learn to love what the Lord loves and to hate what the Lord hates. Ah, those saints, they do not say it that they are a saint, because they have many bitter things to write upon concerning themselves. But when the Lord works, it shall be seen in the family circle and it shall be seen in the church. Oh, at the beginning, we can try to hide it. Oh, it's true, those saints, they need those further leadings to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, a time that they cannot remain silent, that they may be given to speak of the wonderful works of the Lord. Thus concerning, he had done to thy saints, how much evil he had done to thy saints at Jerusalem. Thus that implies that he was coming for the same people in Damascus. I ask you by renewal, if Saul and his soldiers would come, would they come to our house? That Saul or the soldiers would say, we have been told it has become very evident and visible that there is a son or daughter, a blessing when there may be more. Father, a mother, an older one, behold, he prayeth. That is the second mark. Because in verse 14, and here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. In Ezekiel 9, then Ezekiel has received a vision that there were men with a destroying weapon in their hand. But then there was a seventh clothed with linen, and he had an ink pot, little marker, and that man was called upon to go through Jerusalem and put a mark on all the foreheads of those that sigh to the Lord. Would then that man come to our house? Or what do you think, congregation? What sayest thou of thyself? What we read in the scriptures. They have come to John the Baptist, of course. The Lord knows all things. And man can also see much. But now that second mark, that call upon thy name. What is now your answer, congregation? Have you learned to cry? Do you know of those places? Those secret places that you have cried mightily unto the Lord on account of that love shed abroad in the heart. Oh, that you could not leave the Lord on his place, begging for a token of favor, of course, that shall be accompanied with repentance. Because those that call upon his name, that shall become visible. Thus, a particular people that Saul has come for, and that Ananias said, Lord, that man has now come to our city. Letters from the high priest, and he has come to bind those that love thee well, that love thee sincerely, that have learned to call upon thy name. And now, Lord, must they now go to that ravening wolf that shall not be satisfied till he has captured us all and that we are slain, that the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they shall be done away from this earth. It can never be, of course. Devil has tried it for 6,000 years. The Lord shall always have a remnant. And that the Lord now become angry with a child and with a servant. No. That is our forethought. Let us first sing. Of 415, the stanzas 2 and 7. Unto me, O Lord Jehovah, show thy ways and teach thou me, so that by thy Spirit guided clearly I thy paths may see. And what follows, 415, 2 and 7. Jesus Christ's surprising revelation to Ananias concerning Saul. The readiness, the objection, the readiness, the mandate, the objection, and now fourthly, the instruction for Ananias. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, Ananias, I am that Almighty God. There is nothing too wonderful for me. My hand is not shortened. Has it not been told to the disciples before Christ ascended into heaven in Matthew 28, verse 18, all power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth. And then that command to teach all nations. And then verse 20, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Does Ananias fear not? Have I not told you? But now it is pleased the Lord. Ah, the Lord, he is free and sovereign. But now he gives a further explanation to Ananias. And then the Lord is given to point to his unchangeable decree that has been made from eternity and which the Lord will fulfill here in the time. Ah, concerning that decree, concerning that predestination, what a questions there have been in our heart, all of our hearts, concerning election and reprobation. Ah, that we have thought so often, or are you never troubled with it, congregation? And it is true, the secret things belong to the Lord, but when we are exercised with our soul, and that one thing needful, and when we read the scriptures, and of that election, ah, what a fear there can be, that if I am not elected, but now for Ananias, ah, let us first say, congregation, have you ever thought about it? If there was now no election, then would there be any purpose to come to church this morning? No. Because then it would be impossible to be saved. We have to do with the revealed will of God. And the revealed will of God says, seek me. Seek me early and ye shall find me. As we read in Proverbs 8, verse 17. Oh, for Ananias, then it was such a comfort when he is heard of the decree of God. Do we not read thereof in the prophet Isaiah 46, verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not done, saying, my counsel will stand, and I will do all my good pleasure. Do we not read in Acts 15, verse 18, no, known unto God are all his works, from the beginning, from the foundation of the world. Oh, Ephesians 1, verse 11, who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. Ah, then the Lord, because concerning all we have said, when the Lord says, behold, he prayeth, it is true. But there can be so much that is not the true work of the Lord. Ah, what a hypocrites there have been upon the world. Ah, the Lord has a people that also learns of that hypocrite. Nevertheless, and now the Lord was given to declare to Ananias, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, a chosen vessel from eternity, the sovereign good pleasure of the Lord. And those chosen vessels, they shall be wrought upon. They shall be converted unto the Lord. They shall experience the wonderful things of the Lord. a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, and I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Thus soul, he shall become a bearer of the name of the Lord. And that refers especially in the context, not only a chosen vessel to be converted, to be wrought upon by the Holy Spirit, and to receive the pardon of sins, and at the last to receive a place of the inheritance of the saints in heaven, but he would also be given to bear the name of that precious Savior before the Gentiles, before the great ones of the earth, and also before Israel, to bear my name. We have also become bearers of that name. Under the external administration of the covenant of grace. What do we mean, boys and girls? To be a bearer of the name of the Lord when we have been baptized. The name of a triune God upon our foreheads. Thus a greatly privileged people above so many upon the face of the earth. But more is necessary. Those bearers of God's name, then we must become partaker of those two marks. We shall mention them again. And then you may examine yourself. Also the boys and girls, young and old. Because those bearers of God's name, when the Lord works by His Spirit, then they shall begin to call upon His name. Does not mean they can always see it, sometimes only a sign, a looking toward heaven. Oh, they become so poor and needy, but with that calling upon His name, also a praising of the Lord for His goodness and for His great mercies. Then they become saints, separated ones, consecrated ones, holy ones, not in themselves, but in another. Then we shall close by renewal congregation with that question. If the persecutors would come to our congregation, to our community, would they come to our house? Have we become a caller upon His holy name? Have we become a saint? By free and sovereign grace, amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard of that wonderful instruction which Thou was given to Ananias, and to that end, as a messenger of the Lord, he had a message to bring to that house of Judas on that street, Saul, where there was a praying Saul. Lord, wilt Thou work those wonderful things in the midst of us and our children? Oh, do glorify Thy name. Thou art still gathering Thy church. May Thy word be blessed to that end. May we be given to go home and to examine our hearts. Lord, where there is no need, may it please Thee to work it in this day. Ah, that it may become true for the first time. Behold, He prayeth. But, ah, Lord, that is necessary each time by renewal. Ah, the disciples, they have prayed, Lord, teach us to pray. Lord, may we be found more a begging and a praying people. We now humbly ask Thee, wilt Thou graciously watch over us and our children on this Sabbath day? May we be given to keep it holy. O wilt thou help fathers and mothers to that end. Return us in this evening hour. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 319, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. Let all the servants tell abroad the never-failing grace of God. Let all who fear Jehovah's name, his everlasting love proclaim, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce, the Lord willing, the first wedding announcement of Eric Hendrik Beyer and Megan Nicole Boff. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. 319, 2, 3, and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.